Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Bobby Darin bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Janet Christie, a long-time, almost 11-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and president of Leverage and Development, LLC. Put a .com on the end of Leverage and Development. You'll find all the things she does there, including her books, Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned and 101 Winning Marketing Actions. Janet, thanks again for being here. We're talking about dealing with disruptions. How do you manage them? How do you handle them? What's the best way to do it?
Well, one of the things that people really need to keep in their head is that nothing is constant but change.
That's right.
And if you can't deal with change, you might want to get out of the kitchen.
Clock in tomorrow. Go find somewhere to clock in.
Yes, because that's a safer world. Somebody else is taking the hits and dealing with the speed bumps and the lemons and that kind of stuff. So it is safer. But if you really want to own a business, you have to be tough, real tough. And another thing that I keep saying to people, and I know you say it maybe not quite the same way I say it, and you talk about it in your book, but what you sell or do is not what is important to the buyer. It's what it can do for them. So what pain can it solve? What cost can it reduce? What revenue can it provide? And I think the biggest thing in today's world is fast. What can you do, and how fast can you do it?
I'm going to parse you just a little bit. Maybe not fast, but how can you help me do what I do better and quicker?
Yeah, you're right. That's really the key.
Because fast can also might be presumed when you were talking about that, everything you were saying just resonates so much. And what I'd like to get people to think about, if you're B2B, if you're doing business with other businesses, what can you do to help them help their customers? Help your customers help their customers. That's one way to make sure that any kind of disruptions that are going on out there affect you the least. Because if you're helping a customer help their customer, you're no longer a vendor. Now you're a partner. Partners take longer to fire than vendors.
Yes, because you get, if you're at their table, their planning table, their delivery table, you are entangled then or enmeshed, and it's really hard to separate that. What I used to do when I sold telecommunications to government entities was everything had to be done on spec, so they had to write out very detailed specs and go through the procurement process and everything. So I learned the procurement process. That's why I, help people today sell to government. But I learned the procurement process, and I did what I call affect the specs. Mm-hmm. So I educated the customer so that they wrote the specs so that what I could sell to them was the only thing that would fit the spec.
That's right. Sometimes I wrote the specs myself.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
Well, they asked me, would you help me with the specs? I said,
yeah.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Because they don't know.
That's right.
They know what they want it to do, but they don't know how to describe the technical things that they need to make that happen. So that's where you come in, because you know what they need.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to solve their problem. You're not just trying to sell a product to them.
These are things, folks, that you do to make your highs and your lows. You'll still have the highs, but your lows won't be nearly as bad. And you're all of a sudden, if you can do these things, your disruptions, you'll be less susceptible to disruptions, and you'll be more likely your cash flow will get better, your profitability will get better. You'll be able to go to a customer and say, I need to raise my prices. As you know, I'm providing you with this other service, and those expenses are starting to come home to roost with me. Here's an example of how we're helping you. I know that's converting to the bottom line for you. Can I have a little bit of that back? and then you negotiate for a 4% increase or something.
And if you have met their needs, you have earned that right.
Yeah, but you can't, if you haven't, if it's just a vendor, and you go in there and all of a sudden you just tell them, like, my prices are going up 4%, then they're going to say, well, what's in it for me?
Yeah. You have to earn the right to increase prices or to make any kind of changes. If you have a relationship with them, that's a whole lot easier. And you can build a relationship. And if you're not building relationships, you're a commodity.
Well,
commodities can be replaced.
And what we're talking about here, see, Christy, I mean, Janet, as you know, is we're talking about being, instead of being disrupted, we're talking about being the disruptor. Everything yes. that we're everything you and I are talking about right now is going to land on a competitor's desk in a negative way. You're disrupting them when you do these things, don't you?
Well, if you're not disrupting your competitor, you're not going to be in business very long.
Yeah, I'd rather be the disruptor than I'd rather be rolling over the other folks instead of getting rolled over. Hey, Janet, I need your website one more time, please.
Leverageanddevelopment.com.
Will you come back again real soon?
Absolutely.
We love having you here. Janet Christy, ladies and gentlemen. Christy with a Y. Christy. Leverageanddevelopment.com. All of her books are there and her blog. You'll check it out and you'll thank me later. Janet Christy, ladies and gentlemen. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.